Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Here's a little bit more about that new Madoff-related charge just crossing the wire now. Prosecutors have brought fraud charges against Bernard Madoff's longtime accountant. So this is the first indication from the legal system that he didn't act alone. The charges are against David Freeling, and they expand the case against Madoff as prosecutors now go after other people who may have been involved in Madoff's sprawling fraud. Freeling ran an accounting office in a nondescript suburban building north of New York City, according to the AP, and he quickly drew scrutiny after the Madoff scandal broke. He had served as Madoff's auditor for several years. Imagine being Madoff's auditor. He faces up to 105 years in prison if convicted of the fraud charges. There are so many unanswered questions here. What was the money actually invested in, for example, if he didn't really invest it in stocks? Madoff pleaded guilty last week, of course, to what could be the largest fraud in history, and so many questions remain about who else may have been involved and how this was all done. So now one more defendant in the government sights, David Freeling, the former auditor of Bernard Madoff. Well, we usually think of New York as a place that people come to, but a new study by the Pew Research Center sees New York as a place that people leave. The Pew Research Center for Social and Demographic Trends ranked all the states on two measures called magnets and sticky. Magnet states attract people from other states. Sticky states hold on to the people who were born there. New York came out dead last on the magnet list. So let's find out more from Devira Cohn, senior writer at the Pew Research Center and author of this new report called Magnet or Sticky, a State-by-State Typology. Devira, welcome to WNYC. Thanks so much for coming on with us.
Good morning.
What were you curious about that led to this study, first of all? Why get into these measures of magnetism and stickiness in the first place?
Well, we started out to do a survey of all Americans about who moved, who didn't move over their lifetimes, and why. And we found out, somewhat surprisingly to those of us in fairly transient Washington, D.C., that nearly 4 in 10 Americans have never left their hometowns. And then we asked people who did leave why they left. We asked people who stayed why they stayed. And that led us to further curiosity about state-by-state numbers. With a national survey, we don't have enough detail to ask to be able to say people in New York said this versus people in Alabama saying that. But we did have numbers from the Census Bureau that could tell us whether states had been attracting migrants, whether people who were born in a certain state tended to stay there, and so forth. So after we finished with the survey, we dug down a little deeper into those census numbers, and that's where the magnet and sticky list came from.
And can we define the words a little more, or don't we need to? Is it simply that magnet states attract people from other states and sticky states hold on to the people who were born there, or is there more to it than that?
I guess that's a good overall description, but it is a little more complicated than that. First of all, and New Yorkers should appreciate this, we were only talking about people who were born in the United States. So we didn't factor in folks from abroad, and that tends to be a fairly large group in New York City and state. What we did for magnet states, we said, of all the people living in that state, what percentage were born there and what percentage were from out of state? And if you have a large percentage from out of state, that means that you're drawing in a lot of folks to your state.
So let me just jump in and clarify that with respect to New York, because everybody around here, our eyes popped out when we saw that New York was last on the magnet list. If you included the whole world and not just the 50 states, then New York would not be the lowest for who's moving here. Is that correct?
The whole world? You mean England and Asia and so forth?
That whole world, yeah.
If we included immigrants, for sure, New York would rank higher. But we decided that to look only at the U.S.-born population because the factors there are different from, in some ways, from who comes here as an immigrant.
And even that is surprising. I mean, what about those actors and musicians and media people and MBAs who no longer want to admit that they're MBAs, who come here from Nebraska and Texas and Oregon to pursue their dreams of theater and television and credit default swap trading.
Exactly. Sorry, I can't help you figure out where the Bernie Madoff money went. I'd like to do that.
If you could do that, you know, you'd get a lot more ink than just on this show. But go ahead.
I think so, yeah. Well, certainly New York City is different from New York State, as anyone who lives in the city can tell you. And we certainly know that the proportion of New York City residents who were born in New York State is far lower than for the whole state. Our numbers show that about 1 in 5 people in New York State were from out of state, were born out of state, that is, U.S.-born people born out of state.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in New York City, it's probably more like about half.
Uh-huh.
I don't have the exact detail.
So there's another important thing. When the news, because there have been other news reports on this, which have, you know, very casually mentioned that Pew has this new study of state magnetism, and it found that in terms of people from other states moving to our states, New York is the lowest on the entire 50-state list. But it's that your measure is by state, not by city, in addition to the fact that it doesn't include people from the rest of the world. No one is moving to Buffalo or Syracuse or Utica if they can avoid it, for the most part. But if you broke out New York City as if it were its own state, would it be one of the highest?
That's a good question. I would guess so, but having not done it, I can't say. Well, we all know that New York is a place that people move to for mainly for jobs, I would think, although some come here for education. But we didn't do that comparison. But certainly compared with the rest of the state, yes, New York City would stand out.
How about this other measure, stickiness? People who grow up here, leave here?
Yes, the other thing we looked at was, again, using census data, of all the people born in New York State, for example, who are still living in the United States, how many of those folks are still living in New York State? And on that measure, although New York was fairly low ranked among states, it was in the bottom half of states by that measure, still more than half the people, the adults born in New York State, still live in the state, about 56%. Which says that certainly for one reason or another, the state is sticky. Now, it can be sticky for all kinds of reasons. It might be sticky because you're too poor to move or to get out, or you don't have the resources, or it could be that you're older and people tend to move when they're young. But the sticky measure does, some states are quite proud of being very sticky. They'll say, hey, we have a great place to raise kids here, we have interesting culture and so forth and so on. And that's why our people tend to stay.
So do you have the numbers among the 50 states? If you can give me the stickiness of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, do you have that right at hand?
I do. So New York for a state, as I said, 56% of the folks born in New York State who are older than 18 still live there. In Connecticut, the share is just a little higher, 57%. In New Jersey, it's about 56% also. So all three states are pretty much the same.
And where does that rank among the 50 states?
It's in the lower half, but at the top of the lower half, if that's a good way to put it. In other words, it's nowhere near the dead last that New York is with magnetism.
Right. And, of course, New York is so big. The whole New York metro area is so big. It's good that you do this by percentage, because if you just did it by numbers of people, obviously we send large numbers of people to other states. I mean, whenever I travel in America, I seem to meet two groups of people, those from the place I'm in and displaced New Yorkers who move there. And so I've come to think of New York City as a giant centrifuge. You know, it spins people around as it's growing them up, then flings them out to all parts of the country. So if it's really like 45% of the people who grow up around here, and this metro area is close to 20 million people, we're giving the rest of America a lot of born and bred New Yorkers and New Jerseyans and Connecticutians.
Is that what it's called?
Well,
Connecticutians?
Well,
that's a good word.
Made that up.
Well, certainly there's other census numbers out there that for what's called domestic migration. That's the fancy word for moving from state to state. And New York has been on the losing end of that for some years, as has Connecticut and New Jersey. People tend to leave there for other places in greater numbers than they arrive, but that's made up for, in the case of New York, by immigration and births. So the state isn't shrinking, it's just being transformed.
Right. And by the way, would somebody from Connecticut please post on our comments page what you actually call people from your state? Is it nutmeggers? I don't think so. and obviously it's not Connecticutians either, but what is it? Somebody from Connecticut, please go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, and let us know. Or call us up, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. As we have a few more minutes left with Devira Cohn from Pew, who did the study on which states people leave, which states people come to. By the way, what was the most magnetic state? What state, or give me the top five, what states in the United States are the most people moving to?
Well, they tend to be the places you've heard of, Nevada, Arizona, both of which have been growing like crazy, Alaska, Florida, although Florida's growth seems to be slowing. And then the last one is D.C., which isn't really a state, but we threw it in there because people like to see that number.
And funny enough that a number of those are really the loci of the housing crisis, right? When you talk about Florida, Arizona, and California, those are really ground zero.
Exactly. And in fact, our numbers were averages from 2005 to 2007. If we had just looked at 2007 numbers, I think we would have seen a dramatic slowdown. In fact, I'm looking at other census numbers that show dramatic slowdowns from some of these hot housing markets. And even, in fact, I guess the good news for New York, if you think of it as good news, is that the amount, the size of the outflow from New York also has slowed, probably due to the slowing economy.
Any early indication how the recession is affecting magnetism and stickiness?
Well, certainly it's tamping down migration overall. One of the points that we made in the report that accompanied our survey is that the percentage of Americans who moved between 2007 and 2008 was the lowest since the government began tracking this measure in the late 1940s. Now, it had been slowing anyway due to a bunch of demographic forces, but there's no question that if it's difficult to sell your house, it would be harder for you to move.
Right. Makes sense. By the way, a couple of comments from our website. Edward in New Jersey writes, it's relevant to point out that New York's larger population would push down the percentage of non-natives. It takes a lot more bodies moving here to make up 20% of New York than 20% of Montana.
That's a very smart comment, and I will say that we did say that in our report. We said the magnet rankings can sometimes be a bit deceiving. That's because in states with a small population base, small numbers of new migrants have a much bigger impact on population dynamics than they have in big states. So I'm glad you've got those sharp listeners out there.
And someone else suggests that a large percentage of the people moving to the South are retired people looking for somewhere warm and cheap. Did you measure that?
We didn't specifically. Out of New York, certainly, the biggest migration flow for years has been New York to Florida. I think in the late 1990s, the Census Bureau said that it was a net loss of more than 300,000 people from New York to Florida. And certainly that's one reason people move to the South. But, you know, when we ask people why they moved from one place to another, jobs is the biggest reason. And that's the same finding that other surveys have found, that most people move when they're younger, not older. And the biggest reason is for job-related
causes. By the way,
causes.
Do you know Richard Florida's book, The Rise of the Creative Class?
Yes, I am familiar with that.
He sees New York, and again, by this I mean the metro area of New York City, as very poised for growth long term and also poised to rebound from this great recession better than most places, precisely because the industries and the culture of the place draw creative young people who will be economic leaders in the future. Do you think that your data cast doubt on that?
No, I don't think our data say anything one way or another about that, because what he's talking about is specific to New York City and to a number of other cities that he deems creative class centers. They tend to be urban with heavy percentage of folks in the arts or creative technology occupations. They tend to be places that are that I guess the right word is gay friendly or with large gay and lesbian populations. That wasn't something that we looked at all.
All right. And now the answer to the question, what do you call somebody from Connecticut? From Erin. Erin, thanks for calling in.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good.
We had this conversation recently with a group of people from the area, and we found out the people from Connecticut are called Connecticuteers.
I think we have a dispute breaking out.
Because not unlike Mouseketeers.
Mouseketeers. the three Connecticuteers came to your house, and they said, this is what you should call us.
Exactly.
Except we had somebody, all right, we're going to have this have a life online after this segment, because somebody from Darien called in and didn't want to wait, but said it's Connecticutters. Connecticutters. And so he says Connecticutters, you say Connecticuteers. Obviously, it's not Connecticutians. Okay, people from Connecticut, go and vote at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. What do you want to be called? Connecticuteers, like Mouseketeers, or Connecticutters? Or do you want to just adopt this Connecticutians and take it from here on in? Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. But there we leave it with Devira Cohn from the Pew Center, senior writer at the Pew Research Center and author of the new report, Magnet or Sticky, A State-by-State Typology. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Coming up in just a minute, we're going to listen in on the testimony of Ed Liddy, the CEO of AIG, now testifying before Congress. Stay with us.